Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz slip. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshin'. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah. Matt Franco, aka Big Stacks. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do.
Theme song of Big Stats Idol Hour. That song is by the MSFP crew, my group. We got a great show for you guys. We got J.R. Rush coming back. He's going to talk to us. Some of you might have remembered him from his previous interview with us on the first ever Skipalicious Friday. We had lots of fun. Here's just a sample of that interview. We opened that show that it was before we had the theme song, and we opened it with of all songs we opened it with Bedrock from Young Money. Here's a sample of that interview for you right now. It's coming to you right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
I can make your bed right, girl. She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her, or her attractive ass. And now we murderers, because we kill time. I knock her lights out, and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Got the scene, cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a nigga, grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make your bed right.
I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line just to get beside her. I let them see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make it bed right. I can make your bed right.
Said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is, she watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN, but when that show ends, she all on my skin, low chance, slow emotions, roller coaster, like back, forth, hold it, hold it. She pose like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me, she said don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal, and too focused, to be losing, and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it. Where your clothes is, I'm only loving for the moment.
She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, I mean flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk. Mm-hmm, she know she bad. You do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad, and I ain't leaving fast. I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris. I'ma take a
jam. Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl.
Matt Big Stats Frankel with my special guest co-host,
Skippa.
All right. And we have who I believe is the man of the hour for tonight, Daryl Russ.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. So, what inspired you to get into music and do what you do?
Well, my parents were both musicians, so it just kind of was in the blood. My mother was a singer, my dad played guitar and bass, and my actually played a Martin guitar, which I'm named after. My middle name is Martin.
Alright, alright. So tell us, before we play this song, Don't Remember Me, what was going on when you wrote this song, and how did this song come to be?
Well, it really came to be kind of strange because I'd gone to a music conference in Pennsylvania that I didn't really enjoy, but I had come in contact with the producer there, and we struck a chord with each other, and I handed my demo and so forth, and we met up at his studio outside of Washington, D.C., and he just said, hey, let's just come in, we'll just get a group going and see where things go. We had some great lyricists out of New York, and he had a track already going, and I said, well, here's the song. I picked the lyrics that I needed. Here's verse, bridge, and we went with it, and we laid it down, and that's kind of how it happened.
All right, here it is. Don't Remember Me.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, but now I know that I've been so that I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what it. Everything.
And that is Don't Remember Me by Daryl Russ. And now we are actually going to try to get him on the line. If you were here the last time he was on the show, he mentioned that he's a big Donna Summers fan. In a moment, you'll see just how much as we call him.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
So let's dance. So let's dance.
Hello.
Hey, Daryl.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. So what have you been up to since the last time we had you on the show?
Not too much, really. Just working and talking to another lady at another small label.
That's about it, really. That sounds awesome. What label?
It's called Black Bottom. It's a black label.
Nice.
Out of South Carolina and New York. I'm not real sure. We found each other on LinkedIn, and she was in I guess it was a pioneering rap group back in the late 70s, early 80s, yeah. So, you know, we won't really know what's going on until after the first of the year.
We'll definitely have to get you back after the first of the year. In fact, we have a special show where I'm going to be trying to talk to all the artists that we've had on the station on February 7th. So so mark that in your calendar. Also mark if there are any of the other artists out there who have been on the station, mark February 7th in your calendar. I'll be calling out to these artists. I'll have artists call in. We have a huge surprise, something that can, that's never been done, on this level for taking a, shall I say, small internet radio station to primetime television attention.
That's cool.
All right. You do a lot of R&B songs, but you also have some dance songs. Tell us about this song, Riding Home from Baltimore.
Oh, well, that was written after I met and now late and great Donna Summer. I was in New York City, and I had met her up there and on a couple of occasions, and got to talk to her pretty extensively. Very, very great lady. She and her husband, and when I came back to Maryland, and you know, I wanted to write a song because I just really felt inspired, and I just told a friend of mine. I said, "Well, the first time I heard her was on the radio. I was a kid, and I was riding home from Baltimore." And he says, "There's your song." So I went from there, and I wrote the song, and then I cut it, and then it got remixed a couple years ago. It was released first on the EP, Don't Remember Me, in 2006, and then re-released as a dance album in early 2010. The Club Jumpers found me and wanted to remix it, and the rest is pretty much history.
All right, so here's that song, Riding Home from Baltimore. Coming to you momentarily. It's Riding Home. Riding Home from Baltimore by Daryl Russ. We actually have him on the line with us right now if you're just joining us.
Hey. What's happening?
Just going out there, doing the stuff. Tell us about the song Spanish Angel.
Yeah, that was just a beautiful song that came to me. I heard this beautiful track, and I thought it was wonderful, and The whole thing just kind of came to me, and I laid down the vocal and laid down the tune on the track, and I just thought it was a beautiful, beautiful track. And I don't, Spanish Angel was just the title that came to me, and I just kind of went with it, and the rest just kind of, it kind of wrote itself. It was just beautiful. I fell in love with it, and I've done that song live many times, and it's been always been fun to do.
All right. Well, here it is, Spanish Angel by Daryl Russ. Spanish Angel by Daryl Russ. Who produced that song? It has a really nice progressive percussions in it. I was just wondering who produced that.
Well, I worked with Blake Alphen of Human Factor Productions, and he helped me finish that particular song off. And he also produced the EP Don't Remember Me, which also included the song Don't Remember Me and The Riding Home from Baltimore, which was heard before. And we met at a music conference that I really didn't enjoy in Pennsylvania, and we struck a chord, and next thing you know, we were in the studio, and we had synergy, and away we went. So it was
all
a really
right.
cool matchup.
It definitely sounds like you. That was one that you really had fun recording.
Yeah, we did. We had a great time. I met another recording artist, a guy named Noah Tylo. I think he's in Miami now, but he was in New York at the time. And he's one of the co-writers. And, you know, it just happened. And that's what was cool about it, because, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, yeah, hey, let's just meet up. Next thing you know, we're throwing down a track. I'm like, this is cool. We had the same creative vibe.
And do you have any shows or events coming up that you might want to plug?
At this time, no, because I'm just getting over laryngitis. And there's something that's been going around, and I got very, very, very sick and lost my voice for quite a while. I'm just now getting it back, and it's coming back, but I'm just on hiatus until this thing gets better and I can get back to work.
All right. Well, tell us about this song, Everybody's Looking for Something.
Well, now that one, I worked with Blake's brother, Dave Alton, because he's training him in the studio, and goes, hey, look, you know, why don't you work with Dave? And he put this track together, and I really liked it. And Noah had the lyrics. That's where I got the lyrics from for that, and for Don't Remember Me. He had all these lyrics. I'm like, this is all I need. You know, this is the song. This is the meaning. This is, and then the melody came through as we were going through, and that is actually probably my favorite song that I recorded, because I was really trying to bring through a very white in me, because I think it's a very it's kind of a sexy song, but it just flowed kind of like water. It was a fun time.
All right, here it is. Everybody's Looking for Something by Daryl Russ.
As long as you continue blind.
And that was Everybody's Looking for Something by Daryl Russ. What went on behind the scenes with the writing process of that song?
Well, it was actually pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. I'd worked with Noah before, and I liked the lyrics that he had written, and I liked the storyline of the song and something that I wanted to tell. Because it just seems like, you know, everybody in life is looking for something, and sometimes it's right in front of their face, but they don't see it, you know, and it was almost magical, because everything just melded together. It wasn't a difficult, arduous process. It really flowed. It was very synergistic. It was just a great experience, and I had a ball.
All right, we're gonna play in a few. Hopefully, we're gonna be playing "Don't Remember Me," and I'll ask you a bit about that in a few. We're gonna play a song right now. By an artist by the name of Karina Ellis. She was on air with us yesterday. This is actually a cover of a classic R&B song, "Been Around the World." All right, here's that song.
I can't find my baby. I don't know when, I don't know why.
Well, that was Karina Ellis with her cover of Been Around the World. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Daryl Russ.
Hey. So how's it going?
And we're going to be playing Don't Remember Me shortly. We played it a little earlier. It was in a mix from your previous interview. So we gave him
great.
In the beginning, we gave him a little sample of what happened the last time you were with us.
Okay, great.
While we wait, is there any particular song that you of yours that we got here that you would just like to hear one more time?
I'm not sure which ones you've got of mine, to be honest.
I got, right now I got, Everybody's Looking for Something. I got Spanish Angel, and I got Riding Home from Baltimore.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I really like all of them. I mean, I had fun. There's a story to each one of them. They were a lot of fun. I've done some other material, but that has not been released yet. But and that's good too. Each one of them has a special place in my heart. You know. Because the little piece of me is in each one of those tunes. So, you know, I really couldn't pick one.
All right. Let's go with Riding Home from Baltimore.
My heart was ringing. I'd heard it
that was Riding Home from Baltimore by Daryl Russ. Do you have any, like, social networking sites and websites that you can tell us about?
Well, yeah, I've got my, there's a MySpace, www.myspace.com/DarylRussMusic. Then there's www.facebook.com/DarylRussMusic. And then there's www.ReverbNation.com/DarylRuss. And then there's www.twitter.com/DarylRuss.
All right. And do you have any videos on YouTube?
Just the Riding Home from Video remixed video is on YouTube. It's under Riding Home from Baltimore.
Where can that be found?
Actually, if you Google, what the best thing to do is Google my name, DarrellRuss, and Donna Summer, DonnaSummer, and you'll find it.
All right.
I regress Donna, so I hope she liked the song.
Listeners, you should definitely go out, check out that music video. We're going to be playing Don't Remember Me momentarily. It's almost fully into the system. So.
Oh, good, good, good.
So you're and it's definitely a song with that is definitely a fan favorite. I have a long history with this particular song. It was in the album Story to Tell, the prologue. It was sampled for the intro track, and was featured on the Story to Tell album, which many of you guys know was promoted on American Idol. So
cool.
And we're going to be playing that song for you shortly. It's also, the song is also featured on our first compilation album for the radio station, Idol Compilation Volume 1. So go out and get that song, and buy the album. There are many great artists on that album. So, and it's a real eclectic mix of music. We got some real throwback R&B. We got some hip-hop, we got all sorts of stuff all on one album. So if you're just a fan of good music in general, it's definitely an album to have.
Cool.
Alright, while we wait for it, I'm gonna play this song. It comes to us by an artist by the name of Tierra Mora, and this song is for sale on our parent site, msfpinc.com. It's but as I said before, it's by Tierra Mora, and the song was actually a song that I produced. So this is Tierra Mora featuring Crown with Almost There. All right, and that was Almost There by Sierra Moore featuring Crown. We got Daryl Russ on the phone with us.
Hey.
Hey. So before we play this song that is very slowly loading, what can you tell us about the writing process of Don't Remember Me?
Well, this was the first one that I wrote with Blake and with Noah. And like I said, you know, Noah had the lyrics together, and it was really my first meeting with Blake Alphen. And it was really experimental at first, but as we went through, I'm like, well, here's the song again. You know, I knew here's verse one, here's verse two, here's a bridge, and this all makes sense, and it's got a feeling to it that I think most people would be able to relate to. And then I knew that it would be pure, honest, and believable, so it really just kind of fell together, as I said before, with the others. It was just a really good experience. I wish other things went quite that easy. Again, I performed this one a lot, and I really love the song. It just, it feels good, and it feels natural to me. And the one thing that I want to give Blake credit for is that, you know, my previous recordings, you know, I was really belting, so to speak. And he's like, I want you to sing softer because there's intelligence there. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, sure. And he's right. And I discovered nuances that I didn't know that I had. And actually, I like them a bit better than I did with all the bravura. So it was just a real good experience.
All right. Now, we mentioned that we used it in the Story to Tell prologue as the intro. While we wait for it to load, let's sort of, I'm going to play that intro that we made for the Story to Tell prologue.
I try to be your everything.
Yeah.
Even promise things that I don't mean.
You know it.
I tried to fool my heart for you.
Yeah.
I know that I've been so cruel.
Oh, what the hell is it?
That was the intro that we recorded for the Story to Tell prologue, sampling Don't Remember Me by Daryl Russ. I'm not sure if that's the first time you actually have heard that intro.
I've heard it before.
All right.
Yes, I've heard it before. I thought it was cool.
All right. So, it's starting. The song we've all been waiting for is loading up a little bit faster now. So, we're about 77% loaded into the system. So, let's listen to Everybody's Looking for Something by Daryl Russ. And by the time this song's done, it should be in the system. All right, all fingers crossed. This is Everybody's Looking for Something by Daryl Russ. not sure if that was just on my end. I was trying to see if you were still on the line, Daryl.
I'm still here.
Hopefully, that was just a glitch with my phone, not with the system. If you guys did hear that little weird moment of silence, I apologize.
I didn't hear anything.
All right, good. Then I guess it was a glitch with the phone. Anyways, we're at 94% for Don't Remember Me. What else can you tell us about this song, Don't Remember Me?
Well, it just, I don't know really what else I could say, but it was just a real fun experience. You know, we just kind of started off with a groove, and it just built it from there. And it was really easy to cut. Didn't take too many vocal takes. I don't really like to sing a line over and over and over and over again. After a while, it gets stale. But you know, I don't know. I guess as I said before, it was just real easy, which I appreciated.
All right, and for that EP, for the Don't Remember Me EP, which was the song that you actually recorded first? Because not always is the placings of the songs necessarily representative of which song you recorded first. So
take
us back in time to that.
Well, I cut the vocals to Riding Home from Baltimore and Spanish Angel in another studio, and then we brought all that to Blake, and we did some touch-ups, some vocal overdubs, and a few other things just to make sure that everything was in sync, and then we had started to record. Actually, we as a team, we recorded Don't Remember Me first, but the other vocals for the other two songs were cut ahead of time, but needed to be, like I said, redubbed and touched up and so forth. Just little cleanups here and there.
All right. So, while we wait, I'm going to spin a song, and at 94%, I'm sure by the time of the end of the song, this song will be loaded. If it isn't, I do have another solution. So right after this song, no matter what, we will be hearing Don't Remember Me. But in the meantime, this is a song by a group that earned some success after a stint in last season's X Factor. This is Chloe by a group by the name of Emblem 3.
Chloe, I know your sister turns everyone on, but you're the one I want. I love the way that you like candlelight. Stay close by my side.
the beautiful things that I see in you.
Hey, Daryl, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hold on a second, Matt.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, we're conferenced in with the radio station. I apologize to our listeners. We've been having some troubles with the host phone line. Dale is going to come back, speak to us briefly about Don't Remember Me tomorrow. We're going to have it preloaded into the system. You'll hear it first thing in the beginning of the show, and then we'll go on to what we got planned for tomorrow's show. We got a nice show planned for you guys tomorrow, so come back tomorrow. As always, if you're feeling what we're doing, want to help make improvements to the station, or want to help with the Big Stats Foundation to benefit special needs children with music education, you can go to our parent website at msfpinc.com. Scroll to the bottom. You'll see a donate button. And we'll see you guys next time on Big Stats Idle Hour.